Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of August 2018. Supreme Court has asked the Allahabad bench of the NCLT to deal with the insolvency proceedings against JIP Infratech, allowing a second round of bidding. Significantly, in a major setback to the JIP Group, the court barred parent firm Jay Prakash Associates Limited as well as the group's promoters from participating in it. Supreme Court has asked the Maharashtra government why it has not allowed a single dance bar to operate and wondered if there was total moral policing in the state. Supreme Court has modified its October 2016 order on streamlining the Board of Control for Cricket in India and its direction on one vote for one association. The court restored the membership of six state associations: Maharashtra, Mumbai, Vidarbha, Gujarat, Baroda and Saurashtra, Railways, Services and Combined Universities. In terms of the earlier 2016 order, these associations had voting rights by rotation. Supreme Court has directed the Tamil Nadu government to seal or close down within 48 hours 11 resorts and hotels constructed on the Elephant Corridor of Nilgiris in violation of law. A bench headed by Justice Madan B. Lokur directed the owners of the other resorts and hotels located in the area to place their documents of approval before the collector within 24 hours. Supreme Court has urged Parliament to frame a law that prevents tainted persons from entering the electoral fray, saying the demand of the citizenry to prevent criminals from entering politics to protect democracy cannot be ignored. Supreme Court has reminded the lawyers of its Lakshman Rekha when they fervently pleaded it to intervene to stop criminalization of politics on the ground that the legislature was not doing enough. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice, which commenced its hearing on PIL seeking barring of people facing serious criminal charges from electoral politics, referred to the concept of separation of powers among the three wings of the state. Karnataka High Court has wrapped the Bruhat Bengaluru Mahanagar Palak on the 1st of August and asked the civic agency to remove all illegal flex boards. Madras High Court has directed the Idol Wing Police to conduct a probe into the alleged theft of idols and other antiquities from the famous Sri Ranganatha Swami Temple in Tiruchirappalli district. National Green Tribunal has allowed mining major Vedant to enter its administrative unit inside its Sterlite copper plant at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu, observing that no environmental damage would be caused by allowing access to the administrative section. Rajya Sabha has passed the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Amendment Bill 2018, which seeks to overturn a Supreme Court order that struck down the provision for immediate arrest of those booked under the Act.